Okay, we are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, going one-on-one with Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4, and also you can listen to him on the Sports Animal in Oklahoma City. So let's transition right now. Let's talk some TCU, K-State, and as their play-by-play radio announcer Brian Estridge said, the dream lives on after that big win against West Virginia in Morgantown. That was incredible. I watched it from start to finish.
Well, Boykin's just incredible. To me, because I never knew where he wanted to play. Apparently, Gary Patterson didn't know where to play him for several years. I mean, whether he was a receiver, whether he was a back, whether he was a quarterback. So I give it up to Doug Meacham and Sonny Cumbie, but more than anything, Coach Patterson for saying, hey, I'm going to bring these guys in and say, install a new offense and make use of the personnel. And boy, have they found a gem in Trevon Boykin, finally getting him comfortable. I absolutely think, you know, we're talking about Bryce Petty. Trevon Boykin belongs in that Heisman Trophy talk. Petty doesn't, but Boykin most certainly does, and especially if he wins Saturday. I mean, this will be a monster victory considering how they won at Morgantown. They already won against Oklahoma and Fort Worth. So if Boykin wins Saturday, he belongs in that Heisman talk.
How do you view this game playing out? Are you favoring a TCU?
I am, because I just think they're the best team in the conference. I said that even when they lost to Baylor. I mean, there's a reason they were 21 up in the fourth quarter in Waco. I don't know what happened defensively. To be honest with you, I thought they quit being aggressive against Bryce Petty and Baylor's offense that particular day. They got away from what had earned them that lead, and then Baylor said, okay, well, if you're not going to come after some blitz or whatever, then we're just going to score a bunch of points late, and they did, and rallied to win that game. So I think DC is the best team in the league, but we know how legendary he is as a coach. He has a team full of no-names on defense, but all they are is extremely sound. They tackle well. They don't commit penalties. So it's a matchup I can't wait to see, to be honest with you.
Okay, talking about defensively with K-State, I mean, they certainly have been so impressive, and they really hammered Oklahoma State. I mean, dissect that, break it down for us in terms of that. They picked apart the Cowboys.
Well, I can't give them a whole lot of credit for beating Oklahoma State because the Cowboys just aren't very good at all. But the win against Oklahoma and Norman impressed me because the Sooners, I think, were playing at a pretty high level there and had something to prove offensively, and K-State hung in there. Jake Waters, when he comes to the line, he does that little deal where he kind of runs around. You don't know if he's going to run it or throw it, and that can confuse defenses. It certainly did Oklahoma that day. So I think K-State is sneaky good offensively. Tyler Lockett's a fabulous player in the return game and at receiver. Their run game's a little better than I think people realize it with their backs and Waters when he uses his legs. So it won't be easy for TCU, but K-State's win in Norman impressed me way more than what they did against the Cowboys last week.
Okay, K-State at TCU, Saturday night, 6:30. You think Bill Snyder, Bobby, you think he's ever going to retire? 74 years of age.
I think they're going to do the Walt Disney thing with him. They're going to freeze him and put him in a, you know, some kind of locker or some kind of underground cave for years and then unfreeze him 5 or 10 years from now and let him go for some more. I mean, he's as Barry Trammell, the outstanding columnist for the Oklahoma newspaper here in Oklahoma City, he has said he not only was the coach of the millennium the first time at Kansas State, now he's the coach of the millennium twice with what he's done his second time at Kansas State. I think he's the best football coach in America for what he's had to work with, and he's proving it again this year.
What makes him so successful?
Well, he knows how to discipline these guys. I mean, they just play disciplined football. They do what he asks them to do. He gets them in the right place. He gets them lined up right. They follow orders. They leave the ego at the door, I guess, because like I said, you can't really name one or two defensive guys that jump out at you, and then all they do is go, oh, they should have beat Auburn. I mean, we should be talking about them right now in the Football Four, the Final Four, and in this first playoff because of that game against Auburn, the way they held Nick Marshall and the Auburn offense in check in Manhattan. And if they hadn't turned it over and played poorly in the red zone, they would have won that game. So it's just remarkable the discipline with which he coaches and the way his guys take to it. They never commit penalties. It seems like they rarely, if ever, turn it over. And then just look at who was on that first staff when he came to Manhattan in the late 80s, Elissa. I mean, that was Bob Stoops, Mike Stoops, Mark Mangino, Brent Venables, you know, on and on and on. Just a bunch of great football coaches. And knew Snyder had him in the guys coach him up, and he's doing it again with his staff. It's incredible.
Okay, Bob Berry Jr. with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And our final point on our discussion is, let's get into the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, a tough start for
the
24th. I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, a tough start, obviously decimated with injuries in the 2014 season. I mean, kind of break it down. Give Thunder fans a sense of hope that they are going to be able to right the ship and turn things around eventually.
You try not to use the term break it down when we're talking about the Thunder because that's all they've done is break down all year long. I mean, the other night when they played in Toronto against the Raptors, they were breaking down by the possession. I mean, every time down the court, somebody was falling per trip and leading the game. They started the game with eight healthy guys. Then Perry Jones, the former Baylor star, went down and out with a knee injury, so they were down to seven. Then Sebastian Telfair, who played in China last year, got ejected for a flagrant 2 foul late, so they were down to six. And at the end of the game, they had 3 guys with 5 fouls. So, I mean, they were 3 personal fouls away from having 3 guys available. That's it. And so it's been a bizarre season. I think it's too bad because they're very close to having a lost season, in my opinion. I mean, if they lose too many games in the rugged Western Conference, it'll be asking too much of Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and those guys to come back and win all these games in the second half just to get a good playoff position. They might exhaust their energy going into the postseason. So it's very similar in my mind to Memphis a year ago when they lost Marc Gasol for so long. They had a wonderful second half, but they were out of cash. Supposed to be in a lost season in Oklahoma City, I think.
Have you asked Coach Scott Brooks if he's going to suit up?
He definitely has in practice, I know that, and I don't know if he could go in games anymore, but he's had to in practice just to give him guys to work out, and they're taking advantage now of some special NBA exemption where if you have so many guys that miss so many consecutive games, they can add a player, so they've added some guy from Wake Forest named Ish Smith, who I think he could take in a one-on-one battle, but Ish Smith is going to be in the lineup here for the next few games, and they might even add one more player because of this special injury exemption. It's just been a bizarre start so far.
Okay, so Scott Brooks, I mean, how is he responding to all this adversity? I mean, does he have the mentality of, you know, it's next man up and other guys are going to get their reps in?
Yeah, you know, he's just said he's never seen anything like it in his 25 years. But what else can they do? I mean, even Sam Presti, the general manager, they can't do anything but just say, guys, go out and give us your best effort and let's see what happens. And hopefully we'll start getting some guys back. So maybe Anthony Morrow comes back soon. They're the guy they got in the offseason from New Orleans. Maybe Andre Robertson from Colorado, the second-year kid who was starting, maybe he comes back from a foot injury soon. So they're a week away maybe, 2 or 3 days away maybe, from having 2 or 3 more healthy bodies, which will help them. I tell you what, the Oklahoma City crowd, when they played Denver in their 3rd or 4th game of the season a week or so ago, they came home 0-2 off a road trip, and the crowd gave them a standing ovation when they had a 12-point lead after the quarter. They were ahead at half by 20. I gave them another standing ovation. It was the best crowd that we've ever seen at an NBA home game around here, and Scott Brooks said he'd never seen anything like it in all of his NBA days, and the Thunder ended up winning the game huge. So at least the fans understand this weird circumstance that this team's going through, and they're responding in a really favorable way. So I think the Thunder will be good at home regardless of how many bodies they have.
Okay, you've been listening to the voice of Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We have covered it all, the Big 12, and even touched on some NBA. You stay healthy. Don't you get sick or get injured, okay, Bob?
Don't take breakdown, but I'm going to break up with you and end this phone call right now. He always loved listening to your show. Thank you
Absolutely.
Very much.
Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.